Welcome to another episode of Bass Fan Radio, and with me today is George Cochran. And George, you know, I've known you for a long, long time, more years than you and I want to ever admit to. And in this recent tournament you guys just had at Harris Chain, you know, there were some things that happened that probably were, you know, a little ugly, maybe not something that everybody's used to seeing on the bass fishing circles, but there was a message conveyed that was maybe a little different than the things that actually happened. Can you kind of tell me what went on and what happened between you and Jim Bitter?
Okay, Terry, I'd be glad to. It did get ugly, and what the public saw on camera was really not what really happened. At Harris Chain, we were fishing a BASS, and all the fish were up in the canals trying to get ready to spawn. Well, the first day of the tournament, there was 8 boats in this one canal where I was fishing. Jim Bitters, Guy Aker, myself, O.T. Spears, Bernie. In other words, 8 tournament pros found all these fish in this one canal. Well, the first morning, we all went into that canal, and everybody was separated fishing, and everybody was getting along just fine because there's a lot of fish. Everybody's catching fish. But Jim Bitters got into a bad curse fight with Bernie Schultz, which Bernie was in there just like everybody else. But I was close, Jim Bitters, every day, and so was Guy Aker and a few others. I mean, I'm talking about we're fishing in 100 yards apart all the time. We fish up to each other and then go this way and that way. Everybody was getting along but Jim Bitters, and he got in a curse fight with Bernie the first day. So after the first day, a lot of people laughed about it. Some people thought it was real ugly and everything. But after the first day, Jim Bitters was leading the tournament. I was in like 7th place. Guy Aker was in 8th. Everybody in that canal caught a limit of fish and was in contention, you know. So anyhow, the second day of the tournament, well, we go back to that canal again. I catch a big string the second day, and Jim Bitters is leading. I'm in 2nd place. I think Guy Aker's in 4th. And Jim got into it again with somebody else in the canal. And, of course, everybody realized then that Jim had a problem about fishing where there was, you know, around people. So, anyhow, most people give him room, you know, and everything. And then we were all in there fishing. Well, they cut it to the top 10 going into the third day. Well, Jim Bitters is leading. I'm in 2nd. Guy Aker's in 4th. And there was another boy in there. And he was in the top 10, too. So 4 of the top 10 was in this one canal that's not a quarter of a mile long. Well, anyhow, the third morning, I thought, well, everything's going to be cool the third morning because, you know, there's just 4 of them. Well, when I get to where I started fishing every day, when I pulled my boat over, before I ever got out of my seat, Jim Bitters runs right in front of me, cuts right in front of me, washes, gets me sopping wet. I thought it was ugly, and I started to get up and say something to him right then before we ever started fishing. I said, no, I'm not going to get into it. Every day there's been fussing going on. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to put my trolling motor down and go fishing. And so that's what I did. And about an hour later, every day me and Jim would come up and we would meet each other and we'd turn, go this way or go that way. Every day we would talk. But this day when I pulled up to him, and I didn't know what he said on camera because I'm fishing, you know. When I pulled up to him, I said, well, Jim, are you having a good day? He wouldn't even look at me. And I thought, well, what's wrong with him? I'm the one that ought to be mad after what he did to me. But anyhow, and then when I saw the show about him racing Kane, because it made it look like I hadn't even been in there. And here we are fishing the same bank every day, and he throws a fit about me the last day, and I thought it was real ugly and unsportsmanlike conduct, and he tried to make me look bad. Guy Aker, which is, he's fishing right there next to us. Guy Aker said, what's wrong with Jim? I said, I don't know. And then that's exactly what happened in the tournament.
Well, you know, you look at what happens with TV, and a lot of times, you know, TV, you get a clip or you get a small portion of what actually occurs. And, you know, the media, one of the things I think that we ought to bring up here is that as the media continues to grow with our sport, we're going to see these kind of things happen. And it's up to the angler, it's up to the people in the league, it's up to the media themselves to really get the true story. And that's really what we're trying to do here. Not only did we see it on TV, but we need to hear it from the anglers, and that's what we're trying to do with you today.
Well, it was it turned out to be an ugly situation, and it's a shame that Jim Bitters is so bitter. And anybody gets close to him in this tournament, I agree. If I'd have had the whole canal myself, I believe I'd have won the tournament. Or Jim Bitters, or Guy Aker, or the rest of the guys. But it didn't work out that way. Just about every canal that had a lot of fish in it, there was quite a few boats, but everybody got along. But Jim, he just has a problem. He just needs to deal with his problem. And then the last thing I would do is try and make other people look bad when he acted ugly, and that's exactly what he did me the last day, is try and make me look bad and ugly when he had no right in the world to do that. You know, that's just the way it showed on camera, and it's a shame because it really upset me the way he acted. Never said a word to me. It was just on camera that he was trying to make it look like I came in on his fish.
Well, you know, and again, the context of the message is very, very critical here. And if you think about it, you know, the larger fields now, you know, bass next year is going to go to a much larger field. And now you got, you know, 150 plus, and now you're going to go to 200 minimum. You know, this thing is going to happen again.
Of course, you've got to understand.